Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
CCH realigns with debt holders despite $7.4 million loss to date. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Health has strengthened its financial position with debt holders in the 2022-23 fiscal year, meeting its bond requirements despite ongoing financial losses, according to the Gillette News Record. However, midway through the current fiscal year, the organization faces a $7.4 million net loss, a significant deviation from the projected $3 million profit as outlined in the budget approved by hospital officials. Last week, the hospital board members granted approval for an audit for the organization. Finances. The audit revealed that Campbell County Health has made strides in enhancing its financial records compared to the previous fiscal year. The main point of concern with the organization's debt service coverage or ability to prove it's making more than it owes. The organization has about $40 million in total debt and about twice that amount in cash reserves. A year ago, the debt holders had the opportunity to demand repayment from CCH, but chose not to exercise that option. The recent audit indicates that the organization has once again returned to compliance. According to the terms set by its lenders, Campbell County Health is required to generate cash flow equivalent to 1.25 times its debt service amount, which is approximately $5.3 million. This amount encompasses around $1.45 million in interest and $3.845 million toward the principal. Through the first half of the 2023-24 fiscal year, CCH has a net loss of almost $7.4 million based on an operating loss of $18.6 million. But hospital officials believe that one-time unexpected expenses have caused that and that the rest of the fiscal year will be closer to what they had projected. Lummis and Cassidy delivers strong rebuke to Biden administration's halting of LNG exports. Chair of the Senate Western Caucus, Cynthia Lummis, alongside U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana and 16 colleagues from the Senate Western Caucus, expressed strong disapproval in a letter to the Biden administration. The letter addressed the administration's move to halt all pending non-free trade agreement export permit applications for liquefied natural gas, or LNG, under pressure from the climate lobby. According to the press release from Senator Lummis's office, the correspondence to President Biden and the Department of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm follows the administration's announcement of a reevaluation of criteria for approving permits for LNG export projects. This decision is viewed as detrimental to domestic energy production, particularly as American LNG exports surge while other nations curtail imports from Russia. The senators highlighted their concerns, stating, "Limiting U.S. LNG exports does not impact the world's demand for natural gas. Instead, countries like Russia and Iran will likely increase energy production with fewer environmental regulations. Consequently, restricting American LNG exports in the name of climate change could potentially exacerbate global emissions." The letter urged the president and the secretary of energy to reconsider the decision, emphasizing the importance of championing rather than undermining American LNG exports and their associated environmental, economic, and national security benefits for the United States and its allies. The Biden administration has consistently delayed LNG permits, with the average permit duration surpassing 400 days, significantly longer than the 60 days under the Trump administration and 90 days under the Obama administration. The New York Times reported that the Biden administration consulted with TikTok influencers before making the decision. Qatar, the world's second leading LNG exporter, stands to benefit significantly from the administration's choice. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.